Thanks to Betsy, Jackson Dean, CatCatchery 107.3, Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Wednesday morning. Already the 16th day in July as summer is flying by.
Crazy.
It's National Cherry Day today, National Corn Fritter Day, Fresh Spinach Day, and if none of that works out for you, it's Hot Dog Day.
.com.
Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Here are three things you need to know this morning. It's Air Show Day in Atlantic City. The air show begins about noon over the beach and boardwalk.
Ventnor police say a man was seriously injured in an aggravated assault that took place in a local apartment building around 11 o'clock yesterday morning. Police haven't released specific details in the case.
That Jersey Shore lifeguard who gained national attention last month when she was impaled by her beach umbrella, ouch, is back on the job. The lifeguard, 18-year-old Alex Kaus, returned to her job, though in a limited role last Friday. She says doctor told her the umbrella impaled below her shoulder and close to a major artery, which could have been more serious than it was. She says she wasn't afraid to come back to work because she really likes her job.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon and evening, high of 90.
Time now for Jana's fangirl update.
And we're talking about Kane Brown this morning. Imagine being a popular singer and still being starstruck seeing some of your favorite celebrities. Kane Brown shared a funny story from a recent golf outing, actually, where he casually ran into basketball legend Michael Jordan. He was just cruising around in his own golf cart, cigar in hand. He described the moment as surreal. It was just him teeing off, and suddenly there was MJ right beside him. It was nuts. Kane Brown's talking about meeting Michael Jordan right now on CatCountry1073.com. Well, we know that Reba McEntire will be back in the coaching chair for season 28 of The Voice. She sported a stylish fringe teal jacket and a bold smirk. She promises viewers they're in for an exciting season filled with some incredible talent. She's really excited for the upcoming season and says she hopes it's as competitive as her first three seasons as a coach. We've got more on that up for you right now on the CatCountry 107.3 app.
CatCountry 107.3 with Joe and Jana. We mentioned a few minutes ago that it's summer's flying by. It's like half over. Let's revisit our favorite TikTok mom to see how we're doing with our summer rules. She came out with these earlier this year.
All right, summer break is almost here. Let's go over the rules. Screen time, don't care. Unlimited, don't talk to me about it. All meal services have been discontinued. We're doing a snack bar type of scenario for summer. Help yourself. All maid services have been suspended for the summer. She has quit. That person is me. Who wants to vacuum? Who wants to sweep? You can have any friends over you want, as long as they don't step foot in my house. I'll be putting a bucket and a roll of paper towels in the shed for pooping. Going forward, you're responsible for all your sunscreen application. I bought you continuous spray cans, and there's two of you. Figure it out. Last rule, no one's allowed to wake anyone up in the morning except for me. I can do anything I want. It's going to be the best summer as long as you leave me alone.
Whose job is it? CatCountry 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's a Wednesday morning, and you know what that means.
Good news, a little good news today.
Around these parts, we call it Good News Wednesday. We want to hear about your good news and then share it with the world. Let us know. Call us at 609-383-1073 or hit the message us. CatCountry 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your CatCountry Joke of the Morning. Brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts now happening at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't miss out. Chuck in Leeds Point has sent us the joke we're going to use today. Thank you, Chuck.
Thanks, Chuck.
Manager was complaining in a staff meeting he wasn't getting any respect. Later that morning, he went to a local sign shop and bought a small sign that read, "I'm the boss." He then taped it to his office door. Later that day, when he returned from lunch, he found that someone had taped a note to the sign that said, "Your wife called. She wants her sign back."
Well,
mornings with Joe and Jana. That's Dustin Lynch where it's at. It's time now for Jana High Low. One question, Jana.
Okay.
Is the actual answer higher or lower? There are currently 4,000 donut shops in the United States of America. Is the answer, is the actual answer higher or lower than 4,000?
Higher.
7,000 donut shops in America.
Yeah, I knew that.
Here's what I didn't know. On vacation last week in South Carolina, I went to a donut shop.
Yeah.
Haven't bought donuts in forever because, you know, we're here.
Right.
So I bought a dozen donuts.
Were they delicious?
They were.
Yes.
I didn't eat them all. Now, it wasn't like a chain.
That's the best part.
Particularly a chain that you know, sells donuts that were made somewhere else. This was an actual place where the people actually made the donuts in front of me. Okay? They had some cool toppings.
That's awesome.
I've not bought a dozen donuts in forever. I used to buy donuts for...
every scenario.
For $2 for a dozen donuts.
Well, yeah.
How much do you think I paid for a dozen donuts in...
well, you
South
were,
Carolina last week.
You were in a touristy area. Yes, you're on
and,
vacay.
It, and it was a shop that made their own donuts. Literally, the guy cranked them out and put the toppings on them as I stood there and watched.
$36.
That's very close. $42.
That's nuts.
For a dozen donuts.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's wild.
Actually, I think I just like one and a knife so we can share it.
Sure, that'll be 12.
Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Where are we going?
Wiesbaden, Germany. A woman arrested for not paying her restaurant bill. When she was arrested, she told police Jesus would pay her restaurant bill.
Oh.
She's now waiting for him to pay her bail.
I mean, he'll help you get a job, probably, to help you pay for that.
Maybe when he comes back, he'll pay it. It's Cat Country. Good morning. It's Wednesday. You know what that means.
Good news. A little good news today.
It's Good News Wednesday. We want to share the good news of what is happening to you. What is the good in your life? 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3. Good morning. We're going to know this morning. It's air show day in Atlantic City today. The air show begins about noon over the beach and boardwalk.
A Vineland man is under arrest following a deadly stabbing in Vineland. J. Ron Thomas faces a slew of charges. The Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office says the 27-year-old is accused of repeatedly stabbing 67-year-old Ronald Shields on Southeast Avenue on Monday morning. Shields was rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead.
Police in Egg Harbor Township plan a DWI checkpoint Friday night to raise awareness about the dangers of drinking and doing drugs while driving. Police say drivers will be arrested if they're found to be impaired. The checkpoint will be in the westbound lanes of the Black Horse Pike near Tilton Road.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon and evening. High of 90.
Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Birthday shout-outs start right now. Happy birthday, Keith Gary of Absecon.
Keith, happy birthday.
Brian DeMarco Jr. is 40. He's from Elwood. Stacey Patrick of Mays Landing is 46. Happy birthday, Richard Perrin of Seaville. Richard is 53. Bruce Garrison of Cedarville is 44. Happy birthday, Jimmy McDermott of Villas. Dennis Chiachi of Villas is 71 today. Trisha Shute has a birthday. Happy birthday to Wardell Johnson of Atlantic City. Melanie Harris of Belle Plaine is 50 today.
Happy birthday.
Barbara Ciaccio of Manahawkin celebrates today. And it's Kyle Pollack's birthday. Kyle is from Margate. Happy birthday, Kyle.
Okay, Kyle.
We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Melanie Harris of Belle Plaine. Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's Wednesday morning. That means Good News Wednesday.
All I really need is a little good news.
We want to share your good news. What good things are happening in your world? Let us know, 609-383-1073, or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Also on Facebook. It is on Facebook that Victoria shared, good morning, this is my quiet time. I don't have to go to work today. Have a wonderful day.
Ooh, that's nice.
Let's see, there's one more here on Facebook. Rachel says, I get to watch my VIP while I talk to him and have my breakfast and coffee with cream. I have a ride for my volunteer work today.
Oh, love that.
All right.
Love that.
Let's see, from the Cat Country 107.3 app.
All right, shifting gears here.
Christine from Mays Landing. I'm on vacation next week. Joe, how was your vacation? Where did you go? I need ideas.
Oh, there you go.
I was in South Carolina. We stayed at the Isle of on the Isle of Palms, which is just outside of Charleston.
Nice.
Had a great time there.
Nice.
Highly recommend it.
So he says add it to his bucket list. Or your bucket list. You, meaning he, says add it to your bucket list. Yeah, there you go. I'm with you. Sorry.
I don't tell people what to put on their bucket list, Jana.
You just did. That's okay.
No, I didn't.
Teresa from Hamilton wrote us on Facebook. She messaged us, actually. She said that she's excited for vacation next week. She's going to Wildwood.
Hey, that means Good News Wednesday.
Good news, a little good news today.
We want to know about your good news. What good things are happening in your life? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Let's see. Zach from Vineland. It's my mom's birthday today. Her name is Debbie. She's 60. Can you wish her a happy birthday and tell her 60 isn't that old?
60 is not old. 60 years young. What do you think we're doing here?
Happy birthday, Debbie.
Debbie.
60 is the new 30.
Nice. So I'll take it.
Yeah. Patty is on the phone. Where are you from, Patty?
I'm from Eddystone in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Pennsylvania.
What's up, Patty?
It's a good Wednesday because it's a good week. My husband retired on Monday.
Oh.
And we're going to be downsizing, selling our big five-bedroom, moving into a smaller two-bedroom with less to take care of.
Yay,
that is good news, for sure. Less baseboards to scrub, Patty, yeah.
Yes, definitely. Thank you, I love
it. You can drive, and that'll save some lives that way.
Right.
So that's kind of interesting. Cat Country 107.3.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone, I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Hey, I can forget you, girl, for good. Even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me. So I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love. Baby, just in case you wake up wanting me out of the blue, you lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste, but I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone, I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case.
This is the Cat Country Morning Show with Joe and Jana. Cat Country 107.3, a Town Square media station serving South Jersey and available on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
This will come.
This is the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network.
Hey, it's Chris Coleman. Question for you. When you go out to eat, how much do you tip your server these days? Not that long ago, 15% was the standard, and then it became 18%, and now 20% seems to be the minimum. And I ask this because there's a new survey out that finds New Jersey is one of the worst tipping states in the nation. The average person here in New Jersey, when they go out to eat, tips 19.5%. So almost a 20% tip has New Jersey as one of the worst tipping states in the nation. So if you're a server, is a 20% tip enough these days? Let us know. Hit that message us button.
From the Town Square, New Jersey, Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow. Thunderstorms return to the forecast later today, although once again, the highest risk for strong storms and flooding will stay to our northwest. Look for increasing clouds today with a high temperature around 90. It'll be cooler at the beaches. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible this afternoon into this evening. Tonight stays steamy with a low of 77. Tomorrow, showers possible early and late. It'll be hot and humid, high of 93. Get weather 24/7 wherever you are. Download our free mobile app today.
Egg Harbor City wakes up with Joe and Jana. Cat Country 107.3.
Double wide quick stop, midnight tea, top jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, picking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Church parking lot, trying not to get caught, take her home and give her your jacket, making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend, daddy doesn't lie, now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bud zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little
Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and John. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number 609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Prize today, two tickets to see Zach Bryan. He's going to be at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford this Sunday night at 7. If you win these two tickets for Zach Bryan,
you're going.
Sunday. All right, here's the question. In the early 1800s, a Boston hotel became the first hotel to offer this. I think you can now find it in every hotel in the world, right?
Okay.
But in the early 1800s, a Boston hotel became the first hotel to offer this to its guests.
A pool?
No, that's not it. Ugh. Every hotel doesn't have a pool.
I guess like motel. Yeah, that's true, I guess. Some don't.
609-383-1073 or the call us, Petri 107.3 with Joe and John. It's hard to believe it was almost a month ago now that he was on the beach in Wildwood.
I know.
For the Barefoot Country Music Fest.
Summer's flying by,
we're
man.
We're going to be talking about next year before you know it.
I know.
All right, Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. And say two tickets to see Zach Bryan. He's going to be at the MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford Sunday, July 20th. That's this Sunday, 7 p.m. We've got two tickets. Here's the question. In the early 1800s, a Boston hotel became the first hotel to offer this. You find it at almost every hotel now. Hi, Cat Country.
Was it free soap and toiletries?
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Was that a guess or did you know that? Or did you look it up?
I took a wild guess. At first, I was going to say coffee bar. It's like not every hotel has that.
Well, that was very good. What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, where are you from?
Brigham Young, New Jersey.
You say that like you're not really from Brigantine. You had to think of a place to say quickly.
I'm honestly so shocked right now.
You did great.
Sarah, we have
Thank you.
We have two tickets for you to see Zach Bryan. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
1829, the Tremont House, Boston Hotel became the first hotel to offer free soap in every room.
I bet you it was really good stuff, too.
You know, they didn't, there probably wasn't restrooms in every hotel room. I'm sure there wasn't.
But there
were,
soap. Yeah.
You had soap. If nothing else, you had soap. Joe and Jana. Jana, the most mispronounced, or the word that people struggle with the most to pronounce in the United States in the English language.
I would say that word is Massachusetts. No, I'm just kidding. That's Mississippi. No.
Maybe spelling.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
No, it's this word. Let's see how you pronounce this word. People have the most problems in the United States trying to figure out how to pronounce this word. I've written it down for you. If you can read my writing,
okay.
Go ahead and try to pronounce this word. You can't even pick up this word.
I can't even pick up the paper. Okay, I got it. Here it is. See?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. Okay. Croissant. Croissant, if you were going to well,
which
go
way are
French.
You pronouncing it?
Croissant. This is America. Croissant.
Croissant? Croissant.
Croissant. Yeah.
The T is silent.
Right. Not croissant. Tuh.
No, see, you mentioned the croissant. French pronunciation, because I like croissant. The French pronunciation better.
Croissant. My mom still says that.
Croissant.
She took French in high school and thinks croissant. She's fancy.
So did I. Croissant.
Croissant.
S'il vous plaît.
Look at you go.
Merci beaucoup.
Drink.
Good morning. We're Joe. And three things you need to know this morning. It's air show day in Atlantic City. The air show begins about noon over the beach and boardwalk.
Ventnor police say a man was seriously injured in an aggravated assault that took place in a local apartment building around 11 o'clock yesterday morning. Police haven't released specific details in the case.
That Jersey Shore lifeguard who gained national attention last month when she was impaled by her beach umbrella, ouch, is back on the job. The lifeguard, 18-year-old Alex Kaus, a return to her job, though in a limited role last Friday. She says doctor told her the umbrella impaled below her shoulder and close to a major artery, which could have been more serious than it was. She says she wasn't afraid to come back to work because she really likes her job.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon and evening, high of 90.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
All right, here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, one day you're young and fun. The next year saying, oh, look, a hummingbird.
Hey,
get a hummingbird feeder.
Hummingbird feeders are so cool, and you can watch them for hours, okay?
Number two, you look like you update your apps the first time you get a reminder, and it shows.
Maybe.
Number three, I always keep a book on my nightstand with a bookmarker about 100 pages in. I'm not reading the book, but if I die, I want people to think I was reading a book.
Right.
Number four, I'm like if a beat-up Toyota Camry was a person.
That's how it feels sometimes.
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. Is it just me, or we promised a totally different frog-to-prince ratio? Ross is his name. Single Again, the name of the song. We're Joe and Jana. Cat Country 107.3. We're learning a lot this morning. We learned earlier that in the early 1800s, a Boston hotel became the first hotel in America to offer soap in every room. We also learned earlier that the hardest, the word that people have the most difficulty pronouncing is croissant.
Croissant.
And now we learn croissant. That researchers say the 5-second rule is not a thing.
Like when you pick it, what do you mean?
They say your food starts picking up bacteria immediately after it's dropped on the floor.
I don't buy it.
5 seconds. That's Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. This Friday, we're hitting the road again for another Joe and Jana Happy Hour. From 5 to 7 Friday, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Honky Tonk Saloon in Wildwood. Come and join us for some cold drinks and good times. Kick off your weekend with us this Friday. Good to see you back here in the studio with us.
It's going to be so much fun. I'm sorry. I had to go to the bathroom. I'm sorry.
Too much information.
I know. But Friday is going to be so much fun. It's going to be a great night. I love Honky
Tonk. Jana, we asked you back in the studio because I have a gift for you.
No, you don't.
I do have a present for you.
No, you don't.
You will be the first person who will own this. It's the brand new Cat Country. Drum roll, please. Cat Country Fanny Pack. Look at this. It's available in orange or black.
Look how beautiful.
It has a nice white waistband. Big enough to fit anyone.
Oh my gosh, you really do have it for me.
There are two there's a zippered compartment, and it has like a bunch of little compartments in there.
Wow.
And then it has another zipper here to hide your valuables.
So, why'd you say that? Like, he meant illegal or not.
No, we just can't. I didn't mean that. Illegal. I meant like feminine products or whatever. So there you go. There's your first Cat Country Fanny Pack. We're going to have these available for a limited time this Friday. Honky Tonk Saloon in Wildwood will be there from